Fortunately, you know, there's no size distinguishing on how big that sign needs to be, so you have a little thumbnail on the wall or something, you're good to go. But you have to have that up there. And so the grievance filing is either online or by fax or by mail, and it's a form that people fill out. It's a real simple form. So that grievance gets filled out, and it's sent to the CDC by the person grieving, the attorney. Remember, the chief disciplinary counsel, the prosecutors, if you will, for lawyer discipline, the commission. Then that grievance is classified by the CDC when they receive it. You'll get some people grieving on a lawyer saying, I didn't like his intemperate language. Well, that's not something that's grievable. It has to be something recognized as grievable. So the CDC ferrets these complaints out, these grievances out, one of two ways. They'll either say it's an actual complaint, properly states something under the ethics rules, now we're in trouble on the attorney side, or it's merely an inquiry. It's not a proper grievance, not a proper complaint. It's an inquiry, so it gets on the summary disposition docket with the CDC and usually gets flushed out, and you never have to worry about anything. Something to note, though, if you do get grievances filed against you and CDC classifies it as a complaint, an inquiry, and it goes to summary disposition and dismiss, you could get it expunged off your record. And all it takes is a letter from you to the CDC saying, it's my understanding that this grievance was classified as an inquiry, summary disposition dismissed. I would like it erased from my record, please. So that down the road, you can always say, I've never been grieved. And your record with the state bar will show you've never been grieved. So it's something to keep in mind. You can get it expunged if that ever comes up. If it ends up being a complaint and legitimate, then the attorney has a couple of options. The attorney can either decide to go to an evidentiary panel. Remember those little district panels that are put together with a non-lawyer, lawyer, folks like that. Or can go into district court. If they go into district court, the appeal process is like it would be with any case that's in district court. You go up to the lower appellate court and then the Supreme Court of Texas. If it's an evidentiary panel instead of the district court, then BOTA sees it. We're the appellate court or the trial court, believe it or not, for issues that come to us. But on the grievance procedure, BOTA is the one that gets these grievances. And here's how sausage is made on BOTA on these grievance appeals. Of the 12 people on BOTA, three of the BOTA members every week has a meeting with our executive officer of BOTA. And we go through, and I just did this yesterday, as a matter of fact, we go through 60 grievance appeals where the CDC said, you know what, there wasn't enough evidence here. We weren't going to classify this as a complaint. We were going to do an inquiry. So that can be appealed up to us on BOTA. And so three members of BOTA, once a month, the three members, and they're at random picked out of the 12, we have to read through all of these grievances and all the factors filed with them and decide whether they should be reversed and sent back to CDC or dismissed, and there's no appeal from that from BOTA. What's BOTA look like? You know, it's kind of like, do I care? Well, if you ever get a chance to go up to BOTA, you want to kind of have an idea of what am I going to expect here? So this is the Texas Supreme Court. And you'll see that there's 9 seats on the Supreme Court of Texas. You can always tell the rookies on BOTA because they're on these small baby chairs on the sides of these regular chairs at Supreme Court, and they're way out there in the wings. You know, you can barely even see them. But the more senior on BOTA, they're there in the middle. That's what BOTA looks like when you walk in. It's kind of an intimidating look. I mean, how many folks have been to the Texas Supreme Court to argue? You know, not as many as you would think. How many have even been in the Supreme Court of Texas courtroom to see all those pictures, you know, of all these individuals and whatnot? And also in BOTA, you're going to see a court reporter there, which is shocking. Because you come in thinking this is an appellate court, right? There's not going to be a court reporter. No, there's a court reporter there. And so keep thinking about that if you end up coming into BOTA. And all the cases BOTA hears on appeal, we're actually a trial court. You can call witnesses, you can present evidence, you can, however you want to do it, except for one. You know, there's one exception to that, we'll go through that in a little bit, where we're just strictly an appellate court. But it's amazing how many lawyers come into BODA representing a client and they don't realize that it's a trial court with a court reporter, and you're expected to put on evidence or testimony. You can't just stand at the podium and talk. You have to be put under oath, and the court reporter is going to take it down. Otherwise, there's no evidence for BODA to consider. The witness testimony, usually it's and, you know, frankly, they're really sad cases usually, you know, when you see them, because attorneys generally get into problems in the disciplinary process and get in front of BODA because they have, you know, severe mental health problems, severe drug problems, severe alcohol problems. And so it's usually kind of sad, the cases we hear. But that's why there's case law set up by BODA that you're all able to look at if you ever come up in front of BODA. Case law that says here are things, factors that you should present to us to try to help your client out from getting disbarred, as an example. And we'll go through that as we kick through here.